"My mother! My mother! My mother!" I screamed. And poor Mrs. Torres, who'd never been granted a smile or wave from any of us, threw open her door, bustled across the hall, and, hands flying to her suddenly wet eyes, declared my mother dead. Cops came. EMTs. I watched them remove her body, saw the empty orange prescription bottle slip out of her pocket. One of the officers picked it up. He gave me a pitying look. "Someone we should call?" "My father will be home soon." He left me with Mrs. Torres. We sat in her apartment, with its rich smells of jalapeno peppers and corn tamales. I admired the brightly striped curtains she had hanging on her windows and the bold floral pillows covering her worn brown sofa. I wondered what it would be like to have a real home again. My father arrived, thanked Mrs. Torres profusely, ushered me away. "You understand, we can't tell them anything," he kept saying over and over again once we were safely tucked back inside our apartment. "You understand, we have to be very careful. I don't want you saying a word, Cindy, not one word. This is all very, very tricky." When the cops returned, he did the talking. I heated up chicken noodle soup in the tiny net. I wasn't really hungry. I just visited our apartment and smelled Miss Torres' apartment. I wanted my mom to be back home. I found my father crying later, curled up on the sofa, holding my mother's tattered pink robe. He couldn't stop. He sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. That was the first night my father slept in my bed. I know what you're thinking, but it wasn't like that. A family is a system. We waited 3 months for my mother's body. The state wanted an autopsy. I never did understand it all, but one day we had my mom back. We accompanied her from the morgue's office to the funeral home. She was put in a box labeled with someone else's name, then sent into the fire. My father purchased 2 small glass vials that dangled from chains, one for him, one for me. "This way," he said, "she can always be close to our hearts. Leslie Ann Granger." That was my mother's real name. Leslie Ann Granger. My father filled the vials with ashes, and we put them around our necks. The rest of her, we turned loose into the wind. Why buy a tombstone that would only cement a lie? We returned to the apartment, and this time my father didn't have to ask. I had packed our suitcases 3 months earlier. No Boomer and Blanky this time. I had placed them in my mother's wooden box and sent them with her into the flames. Once your mother is dead, it is time to be done with childish things. I chose the name Sienna. My father would be Billy Bob, but I would allow him to use BB. He rolled his eyes, but played along. Since I'd done the honors with the names, he chose the city. We headed for Seattle. My father had always wanted to see the West Coast. We did better in Seattle, each in our own way. My father returned to Sears, and without ever disclosing that he'd worked at one before, was taken to be a complete natural who flew up the managerial ranks. I enrolled in yet another overcrowded, underfunded public school, where I disappeared into the nameless, faceless, B-average masses.